Hooray, it's Friday! Wait. Shit. Try to update. There's an update for the Mixlr app out that I've not installed. Who knows what'll happen? I have the App Store on this device set to not download over cellular connections, and I was gonna try to install it, but then it didn't install because it can't install because it can't see the internet, and then I was like, okay, I'm not gonna dig into the menus and turn all that back on right now, so. Ugh, man. It has been super hot here this week. It's been in like the 90s, which has been crazy. And now it's, I think, cooling off today, and then it'll be raining again tomorrow. So I don't know what the fuck's going on. I imagine it's been significantly cooler, and you know, it'll have to be cooler in San Francisco than it is here. So, kind of like feel like I'm racing away from the heat wave as I drive in. I almost got a Slurpee yesterday.
AK Magic Manny getting the wine of Rooney out of E on Sirius XM 70s on 7 as that flavored voice of J-Bo enters your noggin next.
Stop talking. So yesterday I had to go to the post office and pick up a package. It was Arduino-based handheld gaming thing that I fucking bought on Kickstarter like a year and a half ago or something. Got it, went like, oh, right. Right, right. It's kind of neat. You know, I'm not gonna make games for it, and I don't, there are not a ton of games for it currently, so I installed a Minesweeper clone on it, and yeah. While that station is saying no, this one is steadily saying bop, 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 bop.
It's fucking yeah.
So this fucking van next to me is—it's an AT&T van. It says AT&T UVerse TV like you've never seen before. And then next to it is a picture of a 4x3 screen with a woman hanging like Tom Cruise in the first Mission Impossible movie, like when he lowered himself into the room to, you know, like from all the wires, like a woman doing that over some kind of case or box or something like that. That's when asked, come up with something that says TV like you've never seen before. That is what they came up with. Fucking what? Oh wait, no, it is a 16x9 display. It's just tilted in the shot, so it looks narrower than I take it all back. I take it all back. The Mission Impossible 1 homage. Totally fine. Now I'm going to post a picture of that to the internet. I've done that thing.
My lady Cece is walking. She got her master's. She's walking tonight at Lincoln Center.
You know what?
NYU Gallatin.
Yeah.
That's where she got her master's at, and it's in design, sustainable design.
Okay,
it's along like something.
Socio-economic type of
thing. Yeah, something smarter than I could pronounce.
Right. She's very intelligent, your lady.
Yeah, well.
She's gangster, too. That's a good comment.
Don't try to butter it up now because he forget.
Tried to make you thank you, Tracy. I never got it, though. All right, Tracy, how could I reach you?
Fucking finally. JK.
Hey, what's up? It's your boy Blue Da Vinci checking in, repping that big badass BMS Swish Gang. Swish! And right now, you in a drive-by with your
Swish
boy,
Gang,
Blue,
huh?
And your homegirl, Nina 9. She got me in the passenger seat with mine. You feel me?
Drive by, niggas, I'm doing spray of shit. Niggas, I'm doing lay your click down. Yeah, you know the deal. I'm throwing spray and shit. Knees I'm throwing, let your click. That's why I know it is. Shout out to Flo
Ben. I'm already on board.
Bars, I cold flip on any motherfucker that think they want this. I'm California marijuana grill against it, bitch, drama. I don't give a fuck like a virgin with a chop. Blah, 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 block, drop. Then smash off, but the blast off, smoke into the last. Cough, hop, pop in a diamond leg, going real fast. Lay tub, you a mark, see through it like glass. Live in the hills, come here, call fast, CLA. Back at two passes like glass. Bar, let a nigga school ya. You couldn't measure up, tell me where to roll up. Behind these bars, I came out bigger. Yeah, nigga, Ja Rule ya. OMG, hallelujah. Why count is back on the map, bitch. Eating good like a fat bitch. 100K in my mattress. Why? And a bitch gon' tell me her pussy, I can't lick it. Cause the rich and I'm too fly like a nigga when it bought two fucking plane tickets. Oh my, hell yeah, Luke can't kick it. You ain't getting money, then we can't kick it. If he did, this is how I gotta be. Now I need a nine, who hotter than me?
This is what? That's what it is. But nothing to drop by. Hit me, satellite. Ready to board us up. That happened with me for the next couple of hours. We getting close to that weekend too, so you know I'm going in today. I got a lot of hits for you. Some throwbacks I'ma shoot your way. And
I'm still next to this fucking AT&T van. It's making me crazy. I can't stop looking at it. It's so fucking dumb.
Whether or not I have a direct hit or miss. Plus, I got your requests coming up too. If you have one for me, reach out on Twitter or Instagram with that at
TJNina9.
All right. What about my phone? Nothing. Just another van up here. I don't know what the name of the business is, but it just says, not just a forklift dealer. Hey, you know we've got forklifts on lock, but what if I told you just a forklift dealer, we're also selling heroin. Comes in by the pallet, so we need the forklifts too, as it turns out. All right, I need to get some. Open. I mean, it says not just a forklift dealer, but then the only thing on that is a picture of a forklift. That's all they got. Like, we're not just a forklift dealer. Look at this big fucking forklift, though. Don't you want to buy this? Giant question mark next to the forklift. Yeah. like really fucking put a fine point on this mystery of what does this fucking company, I guess, I assume it's a company. Yeah, if you had someone dressed up like Mission Impossible Tom Cruise, if you had fucking Ethan Hunt, but a lady, dropping in on that forklift to take it, like, I might fucking just buy a forklift. I don't think I need a forklift, but shit. Traffic. This is... This sucks. I cracked open this this lemonade beverage, this lemonade energy drink, this Rockstar recovery lemonade here, and it tastes sweeter. Like, it's not bad, but it has this... It tastes slightly like children's aspirin. Something kind of off about it. I mean, I'm kind of into the way it's off, but... I don't approve of bumper stickers. It's just not, it's not really... I don't know, I don't want to fucking stick shit on my car. I just think that's lame. But this car next to me that has, like, some kind of parking permit, and then next to it a bumper sticker that says, no farms, no food, and they're both all fucking scuffed up and dirty. But on top of that, they're both, like, crazy crooked. But not enough to be, like, this deliberately jaunty angle, not this, like... you know, friendly little tilt to it, you know, that would be, like, deliberate. It's just like, ah, fuck it. No farms, no food. I don't know. Like, were you in a hurry? You're just like, oh, shit, I gotta put this on and go, 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 go.
Feel nothing, but I thought of you at Thanksgiving when I saw stuffing.
Yikes.
Number one, I'ma beat my brother on that diamonds remix. I swore I spazzed, then my big brother. told Jay I did a song with Coldplay. Next thing I know, he got a song with Coldplay. Back in my mind, I'm like, damn, no way. Translate Espanol, no way, Jose. Then I went and told Jay Brown. Should've known that was gonna come back around. Should've talked to you like a man, should've told you first. But I told somebody else and that's what made shit worse. My big brother was Big's brother. So here's a few words from your kid brother. If you admire somebody, you should go ahead and tell them. People never get the flowers while they can still smell them. I'm idol in my eyes, God of the game, heart of the city, Rockefeller chain. Never be the same, never be another. Number one young ho. Also my big brother, my big brother was Big's brother. Used to be Dane and Big's brother. Who was hip hop brother? Who was no ID friend? No ID my mentor.
Hypnotic, but any night, nigga, that's a chaser. Turn nothing to something, that's been as a savior. Best things
Caution, slow down, move over. What does that even mean? Caution, right shoulder. Okay, this is a little more specific. So I finally had time to finish Doom yesterday. I had gotten, pretty close to the end of it. And then, it's just busy for a little bit. So I played like the last, I don't know, hour and a half maybe. It ends well. Like, that game is fucking consistent. Like, it doesn't necessarily evolve that much through the back third, because you kind of have most of the weapons and stuff by then, and all that, but just the style and scope of the encounters gets, you know, bigger and bigger. I could see some people taking issue with the quality of some of the boss encounters, but I think those are all right.
That's it.
I wish that there were more people making, well, I don't, like maybe they just need to update the featured maps or something, because, like, there's kind of two multiplayer modes in Doom. Because there's the competitive multiplayer stuff, which is what the beta was, and that was, I don't know, I just think that's kind of lame. I don't know, like, it's competently made, but it's, for as much as the campaign feels like a modern riff on Doom, the multiplayer feels like someone just kind of chasing elements of Halo and Call of Duty in, like, the most fucking boring way possible. And then the snap map stuff has multiplayer there too, where, and that can have like co-op, and that's where like your four-player classic deathmatch type stuff is. And they actually built in player matching for user-made content, which is fucking cool, but I rarely find anyone else playing. And also, like, even in the classic deathmatch stuff, you still have to like pick up weapons, you still have to like eyeball, and you know, like, like, you still have to, like, manually decide to pick up a weapon, because you can only hold a couple, right? Which slows the action down a lot. And also, like, the on-screen prompts for the weapons sometimes get cut off, because it's so much text, because you'll have, like, you know, a rocket launcher with detonate mod. And it'll say, like, press F to pick up rocket launcher detonate dot dot dot. Like, it doesn't even fucking fit on the screen. And that sucks. That's not what I'm looking to do. Like, and there's like a kind of a light scripting language in there, so people are kind of making a bunch of weird shit, round based stuff where you can taunt to start the next wave. You know, it's like it's capable of some neat shit, but I don't know. It just doesn't seem like people are using it. So it's, you know, every time I check in, if you go hit like quick play deathmatch, it's the same two maps. And there's never any other players. Like, it loads up a lobby and I sit there for like 20 minutes and no one else ever joins. So that's disappointing. Because I would like to do a little bit more of that and just kind of see how it is. But yeah, I don't know. I wonder if you can, you know, script it such that the weapons become more like the classic Doom weapon. Like you can kind of get, maybe you get that feel and that speed back or something, but it just doesn't have that. It feels too slow. It feels too much like other kind of console multiplayer shooters. And different studio worked on some of the multiplayer stuff. I don't know how much. And if that means that they also worked on Snap Map, or if id did Snap Map and Certain Affinity did the competitive multiplayer, I don't know what the story is. Or what the actual split is. The credits don't necessarily make it clear. But man, that's a cool fucking game.
Maybe one day, when you figure out you're gonna need someone, when you figure out it's all right here in the city and you don't run from where we come from, that sound like poetic justice.
It's also like kind of long. Like there were parts of it where I was like, oh, it's got to be over. Like, oh wait, no, there's more to it. I guess, okay. And I guess that's one of the things that's like, yeah, I don't know. That can be hard sometimes in games. I think when you have that, like, you're very close to your goal. Oh wait, we just took a left turn and now you're very far away from it. I feel like even in good games, sometimes that can backfire and make you feel like, come on, I just fucking want to move forward. I want to complete this objective. Like, fuck this. Like, there was a spot in Doom that was like that, where I was like, I have to take this whole other detour and go here and do this other objective before I can complete this thing that seems like I was on the verge of completing. Okay, got it. I think a lot of games kind of do that. Are kind of can be guilty of that. and feel too long even when they're really good. Man, Doom's good. I just keep having, yeah, you know, like, I keep having different conversations with people about Doom, and it's like people who are just as fucking excited about it as I was. Like, they were like, dude, can you fucking believe this fucking game? It's refreshing in its directness. And it's an achievement. It's fucking amazing. It's crazy that they were able to make a game that feels like Doom while still feeling like a like not deliberately old. Like they're not sticking to every single original Doom blueprint. They're taking the stuff that like is relevant and the stuff that they can work with and make fit. They're coming up with like, you know, great ways to, you know, keep you active and keep you moving. I mean, like, if you think about it, like, the glory kill stuff, like, the idea of fucking performing these melee kills and whatever, like, you'd think that that would get, like, corny, but it gets faster, for one, if you choose to spec that way. But then also, it's that thing of, like, think about all the shooters from the past fucking 7 years, and how much time you spent hiding behind something waiting for your health to recharge. And now here's a game that's like, oh, you want more health? Get out there and fucking get it by murdering this fucking thing and ripping it in half to make the health pop out. I don't think that works for every game, but holy shit, it works so well. And that's the thing, like that's the thing about Doom, is like from a design standpoint, it's just like fucking holy shit, like how, like they nail it, they fucking nail it, in a way that seemed impossible. Like that's a fucking damned hard problem. Like, hey, make a new Doom. It's 2016, and the shooters that people like to play are very much not fucking Doom. But also people are kind of getting tired of those shooters, so there's room for something else. And they fucking made something that's like reverent to Doom in all the right ways, while throwing away the stuff that just, you know, doesn't necessarily need to be there, pulling in some modern stuff where it makes sense. Like, it's this weird amalgamation where it's like not this... Now, you could make, like, a super-duper faithful fucking Doom sequel. It would be fucking boring. Because it would still be somehow slower than original Doom. And you just look at it and go, like, that's cool. I'm just going to play regular fucking Doom. Because why would I, you know... Like, your new Doom is neat, but, like, I just want to play fucking Doom 1, Episode 1, over and over again. But instead, they fucking, like... They pivoted, and they... Oh, man, just, yeah... Holy shit, that thing is crazy. Though the weird thing, for as fast as Doom is, I still wish it was faster. I still wish that that game had more, like, just a little more fucking speed to the movement and combat and all that stuff. Because by the end of it, you know, like again, like, you know, by the time you start getting the hard weapons, like, you're just fucking shit up. And by the time I reached the end of that campaign, I was so fucking on with just, you know, aiming and just fucking just everything. That it just wasn't a problem. Like, I kind of wish that the back third of the game was, like, harder or like, you know, faster. Like speed it all up a little bit or something. Because once you get dialed in, and it felt real good to play that game with a mouse and keyboard and have that, like, matter. You know, you think about stuff. I wonder if that game is any good on a fucking controller. Or if I would be able to enjoy it now having played it with a mouse and keyboard. Because just being able to just yeah, I don't know. There's a flow that comes with, you know, with a mouse and keyboard. You know, you turn off the mouse smoothing. Even with the mouse, even with the default stuff, like, it still feels okay. With a mouse. But yeah, it's what a fucking impressive fucking game. In a way that's, like, impossible to expect. Given, you know, id's recent track record, the length of time it took that game to come out, the personnel changes that happened along the way, like, you know, Rage, you know, everything, Quake 4 as a you know, even though there's a different studio, you still look at, like, well, you know, like, id's franchises seem to be in disrepair. So what the fuck is a new Doom anyway? Like, you know, talk about having a fucking deck stacked against a fucking game. And they fucking, like, they apply lore in ways that is fucking hilarious and amazing and absolutely Doom. Like, they make a fucking Doom story matter in a way that shouldn't be possible. They made a Doom game where I want to read every single fucking journal entry. Motorcycle cops. The Doom campaign makes me feel, like, retroactively, like a lot of the shooter campaigns I have played over the last few years, it makes them seem worse. Since, you know, like the shooter campaign hasn't mattered for years. It's been the thing that, like, a large percentage of people don't touch, and they're like, I'm just here for multiplayer, blah, 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 you know. So it's kind of become this thing that you know, like, I'm always excited to play a Call of Duty campaign, just because I want to see what outlandish fucking roller coaster they have built this time. But that's kind of all it is. And you kind of just fumble your way through it, and it's like, all right, well, let's shoot these guys and move forward and keep moving forward and keep shooting guys. And, you know, there are interesting moments, and you're like, oh, man, now I'm in a plane shooting people on the ground. This is also not especially difficult, or if it is, it's not difficult in an interesting way. Yeah, it's... That game's cool as hell. Alright, cement truck, what are you doing? Are you gonna do what your blinker says? No, you're totally not. Great. Okay, I'm gonna whip in front of you and then turn into this alley and then hopefully no one dies. So far, so good. Thursday can commence. Y'all have a good day. And see ya.